Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode, another show on the Alan Levy Show. We're live today, Thursday, September 3rd, 2009. And it's really a great pleasure to be here, and we have a exciting show for you and with Jake Cloverdan, so who'll be my guest. But first, I'd like to introduce you to Hillary Lee Wong, who often does the Alan Levy Show with me. How are you, Hillary?
Hey, Alan. Good. It's been quite a while, but here we are. We've been so busy, but it's nice to be on the air.
It is nice to be on the air. We're going to have to resurrect our show. Come the fall again. I mean, we are actually have a big show coming up on Labor Day with Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford. It's going to be really interesting to talk with Alan, and Ford's done some great things, and they're doing a lot of great things in the social media space. So we'll be I'll be interviewing Alan on Sunday. I think it's Sunday night. Oh, Monday night. I'm not sure. I think it's Labor Day night, which is probably Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday. I won't be here.
You won't be on that one. Okay. So
I'll be out of the country.
You'll be out of the country. Okay, cool. Where are you going?
But I'll listen later on. I'm going to Spain.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Well, we should talk before you do that. a lot of fun places to point you when you go over there. Well, anyway, there's lots of great things going on at Blog Talk Radio, and but today we have Jake with us, and I'll just briefly introduce Jake to you. Jake is the CEO of One Hope Wine. Jake is quite an accomplished individual, L.A.-based. He was recent accomplishments include the Business Week's Top 25 Under 25, Orange County's Top 40 Under 40, and Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, the youngest nominee. So he's quite an accomplishment at a young age. And he's joining us today. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing great, Alan. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Sure. It's our pleasure. I wanted to also add, by the way, we're going to be taking calls. Hillary, you want to give out the number today that we can...
Yes. 347-677-0649.
And do you, anyone could call in, and we'll be taking questions during the show. And I have to, I didn't include all the long list of accomplishments that you have, but when I Googled you before the show in preparation, I see that the top post is you are being nominated for the Hollywood Prom King of 2009. I need to know more about that.
That was a little competition locally here, and some buddies got me into it. It's kind of funny, I was going under there as the philanthropist title. I don't exactly fit the Hollywood mold too well, so I fared pretty well in it, though. It was all done over social media, and all the voting was done, and then there was a big party and everything. But no, it was a cool event put on by some buddies.
And did you win?
I didn't. I think I got the second most votes, actually. So apparently I wasn't cut out to be the Hollywood prom king. But from what I've heard from people, you never want to be the prom king or the prom queen, just the runner-up. So
right, exactly. And so you're saying this was all done on Twitter and using other social, Facebook and whatnot?
Exactly, sharing across social media outlets. So that's worth noting for this specific show at least, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we clearly are part of a social media world over here. So let's talk about One Hope Wine. You know, and first of all, how did you get into? You know, when did you start finding the passion for wine? Because I love wine, but you know, you live in California, of course. Tell us about that.
Well, my passion for wine came essentially. It started early on from drinking it during college, and I don't know that was considered as much of a passion as you know it's come to be today. I knew a little bit about it during college and was always intrigued by it. I went to UC Berkeley, and we're right there by wine country. But it was my senior year in college, I got recruited by the largest winery in the world. That's Gallo Winery and Gallo Wine Company. And I went down to work sales with them. And that was the first time I had kind of started to get true wine experience and everything like that. I also got a lot of sales and marketing experience, which is a lot more the root of One Hope than necessarily wine, I think. And that kind of started, you know, when I, at my very young days. My mom was a entrepreneur herself. Early on, when I, since I was 1 year old, she started her company, and it was a market research company. So I really started to understand marketing and consumer products, for that matter. So that's kind of the background into the wine industry, and then this, the cause side of it. Actually, I'll let you get back to the questions, and then I'll start.
No, that's okay. I mean, let's just one of the things that I had noted down is, so I think everyone knows Gala wine. It's a famous wine, but they have they have different high end wines, the low end wine. You know, I always recognize the big jug of Gala, right? Ernest and Julio Gallo. Are there other varietals there at Gallo? I'm sure there are many.
Oh yeah, they own a lot of wineries that you don't realize are Gallo. Gallo has incredible quality, to the highest quality in the world, to some of the mass volume wines. But they were a wonderful company, and I always enjoyed working with them. So.
And is there a couple of brands that you could? Just the top brands that people may recognize, that some of the higher end wines that Gallo does produce?
Yeah, sure. Louis Martini is a Gallo winery. They let the wineries run separate from their name, so they don't come and do a full takeover. They let the brand go on its own after they start working with them. But Louis Martini, Barefoot, a lot of other great brands out there that they represent. So.
I see. Okay, and what's your favorite wine? Kind of wine, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Merlot.
You know, I'm a real Pinot Noir fan, and I
Pinot
was
Noir.
Before it became the big craze. For some reason, on my palate, it's always fared well. Real well-balanced varietal, at least for what I pick up. A lot of fruit in it. Generally, I like the finish on all Pinot Noir, so that's a lot of the reason why I like the profile of it more than anything.
Yeah, it's particularly it's light, and I love wines. And I was out in Seattle a few months back and bought some Oregon wines and Willamette Valley wines. It's really great, Pinot,
yeah.
Particularly. Yeah,
that's that's actually an area that a lot of people are starting to venture into now. So,
mm-hmm.
But not a lot of people. The early adopters are starting to trend over to those areas, into Oregon, Washington as well. So.
So let's get into One Hope, and before we get into the charitable side of this, I wanted to know, I mean, when you're producing, just describe a little about the winery, or how many wines, and who's producing them. Gallo's not producing the wines. I know you're working with another producer. And who at your company, are you testing the wines and approving them prior to them being released?
Yeah, definitely. We're pretty hands-on with choosing the wines and everything like that. On the production side, we are lucky enough to have a really good partner up in Sonoma. We work with Sonoma Wine Company. David Elliott's our winemaker over there. He's blending is one of his fortes. We have all California blends. All the wine generally comes from the Central Coast, Sonoma and Napa. Going out and getting it on the free market, to the blending of it, to the bottling, everything's done up there in Sonoma, out of the heart of the Russian River Valley in Grayton. So that's where the facilities are. They are recognized as one of the greenest and eco-friendly wineries up there for their size. Do a lot of cutting-edge stuff to be on the top of their game environmentally speaking. And then I guess this will be the first time I actually officially announce this, but we are releasing our first Napa Reserve Grade Pinot Noir and going into Napa Appellated Wines next year with the Mondavi family. And so you get the this is the first announcement of that.
We got
so.
The first announcement.
We got an exclusive, yeah. Alan.
We have the full exclusive. We're going to be blogging about it. Phil Recchia, who's our director of programming, Hillary, going to have to get it on our blog, so we're going to have to extract this and get some more details and get it out there.
Yeah, it's really an exciting push for our company. Rob Mondavi Jr., from the grandson of Robert Mondavi and then Michael Mondavi over at Winefolio, are going to be working with us. And we've got this Pinot Noir coming out that's a limited 112 case run, and I'm pretty excited about it. Obviously, we haven't had that varietal yet, you know, and it's 100% Carneros, Napa Valley wine. So we're
did I give you my address before the show started?
No,
I got to try one of those bottles. You know that. You know we're gonna have to do
yeah,
that. Okay.
I think we can work that out.
Okay. That sounds really exciting. And Mondavi, of course, is huge. I mean, so that must be a real. It's big, and it's big stuff. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Huge. Definitely, we're it's just a real sign. I mean, that name's obviously recognized in the wine world, but it was a really good sign for our team that we're on the right track and we're doing the right thing, and we're excited to. Have a family relationship with them, because that's kind of what we do when we create partnerships. We welcome into the One Hope family and vice versa. So we're excited about it.
Excellent.
That's awesome. Hillary. I have some questions. I've been to some of your events in LA where you guys have sponsored things and had a presence. I'm just wondering how you go about selecting what kind of events you want to be involved with and what kind of charities you want to work with and your whole outlook on building those relationships.
Sure. We've done over, last year we did over 200 events. This year we've done over 150 already where we've donated wine. It's the number one way that we market is by donating to people. That's essentially really, if you look at how we forecast out our financials and everything, is our donation really replaces almost all of our marketing. And then, there's in-kind donations as well that we do. So we like to try to be creative about any way that we market and make sure it's actually benefiting a charity by doing it, whether it's a donation, donating wine, donating our time, volunteering, so on and so forth. So with that being said, we have a request a donation section on our website, onehopewine.com. It is the tab to the very right, and it's under the charity tab, and people can just fill out their information, their 501(c) code, and so on and so forth. And then we generally try to do as many events as possible. And generally, we look into the charities, make sure they're a legit charity. We use some of the tools that are online to kind of do some background research. And if it looks like a good enough cause, and we meet the people behind it or we talk to them, then we end up doing it. As far as how we pair up with our national charities for each different varietal, it's a bit of a different process, and if you'd like me to go into that, I'd happily do that as well.
First, let me just say that we have Jake Cloberdance. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Cloberdance is I guess, the real pronunciation of it, but I've been called everything, so Cloberdance.
Yeah, right, so Cloberdance, right, there's only one B, so you're right, it's Cloberdance, it's one B.
It's actually German, and before my great-grandparents came over here, it was Kloppendanz, which means clumsy dancer in German.
So we would think that perhaps with Germany, maybe it would be beer would be in the equation for you.
Yeah, I wonder why you didn't name the wine company about clumsy dancing. It
seemed
a little appropriate.
That's the beer company coming up next.
Right, that's the beer company. So Jake Cloberdance, and you can call in live at 347-677-0649. You can also chat. The show is on our homepage. The show is also at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. How'd you get into the charitable side of it, which is really great, and just describe how it works. And also describe how it works, and then describe what charities you're donating to. Like, what are the requirements? Which are some of the bigger charities that you're currently supporting?
Sure. The way I got into it was April 18th of 2006. I had an idea for 6 months leading up to that date. I started with in the wine industry. I was packing shelves literally from the back rooms, putting wine to the shelf, and selling in displays in grocery stores at the ground level when I started in sales. I started to notice Susan G. Komen and some of the other big nonprofits starting to do cause marketing. And I say Komen because they did it the best, and they still do, arguably do it the best. They, you know, the Yoplait yogurt came out, the Campbell's soup came out with the pink ribbon on it, and I saw the placement they got in the grocery store. And I thought it was great. I was like, this is pretty cool, you know. And I was also seeing the sell-through it was getting from consumers. They were, you know, doubling their sales off of the shelf when they were pairing it with a cause. And it was always, it was October, and then it was all done. And I was like, wow, Breast Cancer Month's over, and then people forget about how effective that was. So I, about a week later or 2 weeks later, they announced a little thing we were doing with Gala, where we were giving a small percent of the of all the sales for one of their brands to Junior League. And I went out and I sold the program hard. I was really involved in philanthropy during college and in high school and stuff, and I liked it a lot, and I knew the power of it. So I went out and I won this incentive, so I got to meet the director of Junior League or whatever else, because I had sold the most cases in Southern California, or done the best on how the incentive was set up, at least, I think. So with doing that, I was on my way there, and I was kind of like, man, I wish I had a brand that was doing this all year round, that I could always have this presentation. So I tell people it started out as, you know, from a salesperson's perspective, and then April 18th was 6 months later, almost to the day, was when a good girlfriend of mine who I was good friends with, and during high school, one of my best girlfriends and after, got Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And, you know, at the time I didn't know how serious blood cancer was or anything. And it was, I flew home that day, and it was a real eye-opening experience. I was like, wow, this is like real cancer, you know? This is the kind that you go in and you get treatment, radiation, chemo, et cetera, when I was starting to talk to her about what starts next week. And, that took the wind out of my sails. It like turned my world upside down for a little while. Made me realize, even at a very young age, I was 23 at the time, that that was a very real cause for me, and it made a lot of other things very real for me. And I look at that day as like a real inflection point of my career, when it became more so about achievement and success in terms of what I can give and create. So all my goals since then have been set in what we're able to donate versus what we're able to get out of it. And on April 19th, we incorporated One Hope, and I've been inspired ever since. So,
That's amazing. You probably aren't aware of my Blog Talk Radio is a company, and I created and founded this, and we launched around about 3 months after that. And it was inspired by my father, who died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your girlfriend had Hodgkin's. My dad had non-Hodgkin's and lived 5 years. And I created a blog for him when he was dying. And that blog gave me the inspiration to create a talk radio platform for bloggers to host their own talk shows. So, you know,
That's a weird coincidence.
Wow. Yeah, I really could relate to this, and I understand the power of it, and I think it's, you know, noble of you, and it's amazing, and it's great. So are you donating the proceeds? And I said 50% of the profits of each product is sent to these charities. So is like the Lymphoma Society one of them, or there are other charities? Could you name a few of them that we could point out to in their websites?
Yeah, you bet. Leukemia Lymphoma Society is a huge supporter of ours, and we didn't dedicate anything immediately to them. However, we did start a private label for them, and we have cases that have started to be sold on our website, and we designed a private label. I was lucky enough to be nominated for Leukemia Lymphoma Society Man of the Year, and actually did a 10-week campaign to raise money for them. And between the candidates, I didn't end up winning it. I did pretty well. But between the 12 or so candidates, I think we raised over $300,000 in 10 days,
great.
Or 10 weeks. So that was great.
Well, maybe we could do just on that. You know, we've done a number of telethons on Blog Talk, virtual telethons, and we just did one for cystic fibrosis.
Yeah,
but I'd be open to doing a telethon for leukemia and lymphoma, and maybe we bring some, you know, lots of people in, and you know, who've been touched by this disease or any of these blood cancers, and I would be more than happy to help host it, sponsor it on Blog Talk, and try to raise some money. So
I love that. I will do everything I can to make that happen as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, let's follow up after that. So that's one organization. What other organizations have you
definitely
are you supporting?
That's leukemia-lymphoma.org, by the way. So
okay.
Google that. And then we've raised money for that. AIDS Life Cycle is the recipient of our Merlot, and that's towards the San Francisco AIDS Foundation, Gay and Lesbian Center in out here in L.A. And then AIDS Life Cycle is the single largest fundraiser in the nation. And it's an amazing, amazing thing if nobody else has done it out there. Well, I know a lot of people have. Our team, 5 out of the 8 of our original members wrote it the first year that we did it. And that was a really big step for us, was the idea of not just the donation side, but actually getting involved in the blood, sweat, and tears side of it. It's a 550-mile ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles. I'm proud to say I've done it both years since we've gotten going and been partners with them.
Has Lance Armstrong and you've been in touch with the Livestrong Foundation?
Not yet, but it's in the queue, and I'll talk to you about kind of where our business development has started to go. So,
because we could probably we've got a lot of familiarity with them, and we've talked to them about a few things, and maybe doing some broadcasts in the past, so maybe we can help there talk, you know, as well. So
wonderful. We have a product that we have kind of started to spec out for them. So we're hoping that they'd be interested. I think they will be. So
wonderful. Now, let me just ask you, and then Hillary, I know you have a couple of questions, but talk a little about social media. So you're on Twitter, and how are you using, you know, Twitter, and what's your Twitter handle, by the way?
I've just started really working Twitter, and I'm very new at it. I probably have my name is at OneHopeCEO, which I changed it from before. I had just my personal account. I don't have a ton of followers on there. We just hired on a person who's doing our full-time online marketing and very good at it. It's a young group of guys that I met at Berkeley, top computer science guys, and should be really fun to watch what we're building out. Now, we have a really good handle on social media as individuals. All of us are people who use Facebook and stuff. My whole team's in their mid-20s to mid-30s for the most part, other than our advisors and a few executive people we've brought on since. We do, on our Facebook page at One Hope Wine, we give out promos like every week. We do a different promo, and it's been extremely effective. So we're going to be expanding on that. There's quite a few other ways that we're expanding as well. The biggest one of all is that we're actually building a software solution for all these volunteers who have been writing into us. So we get hundreds of college-level people all the way to, you know, a lot of stay-at-home moms or people who have been touched by the cause who want to help out. So we've actually created a solution that people are going to be able to make their own profile. We call it our One Hope Development Program. And there are different types of people who participate in it, one of them being brand champions. And those are people who can literally publish whatever our announcement is every day through Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, with one click of a button with signing into their profile. So we are trying to harness social media, and we're trying to actually build our own platform within it to syndicate all of our information right now. And we've got over 100 people who are already starting to beta test it. So it's pretty exciting, and I'd love to have you do it too, Alan, if you'd like to.
Definitely so. Love to. Hillary?
Yeah, that's great. My question is, it's kind of about social media, but it's more about the age of people that, use this stuff and the age range of me and you and your employees. I'm just curious if you found it easy or difficult to get people on board who are younger, the younger demographic, to do kind of 30 side of it. I mean, there's a lot of cynicism about our generation and that we are a little bit apathetic, or people have even said, you know, spoiled and self-centered. Have you been surprised by how eager people have been to help out with these causes?
I haven't been surprised because I already kind of knew it to be true, but I think a lot of people, if they looked at the demographics that we are getting support from, would be. Behind the alpha female, which is, I look at the prototype as my mom, essentially, a woman who goes and buys $250 worth of groceries in one shopping experience, or, you know, a major purchaser, and they're our number one demographic. Next to that is highly altruistic, highly educated college graduates, and like in their first 10 years out. So we get a lot of the grassroots support is from that age group, and they tend to respond extremely well and get our brand. So I haven't been surprised because I was, you know, at Berkeley, I was involved.
You were optimistic from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. But and then, you know, it's been fun to see everybody. You get people writing in of all different types of ages. It's the thing about it, and what I was getting to with my friend getting diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma is that was when it really set in that there was no age barriers, no race barriers, mm-hmm. no gender barriers. And so at that point, I knew pretty much everybody would be affected by one of these, you know, and that's what we've seen is you get a whole range of people, but definitely overlaps well with what we're trying to do because the 21 to 29-year-old demographic of wine drinkers is also a very fast expanding market in America, and mm-hmm. so it overlaps really well with them being one of the most altruistic demographics as well.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, and one other thing that I wanted to mention, we have a few remaining moments with Jake, is the LLS Man Woman of the Year competition.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. Essentially what it is they nominate 10 people.
Who, and who's they? It's
Leukemia Morgan. Lymphoma Society.
Okay, very good.
On. And they nominate X amount of people, men and women, and you all compete to see who can raise the most money. So, I mean, it's a pretty simple one. You get a point for everything, every dollar that's donated. So you want to raise the most money by putting on events, by, you know, we did this wine label and gave the proceeds towards it. So I sold to raise money and everything. And other people did other cool events and different concepts, you know. So,
that's great. That's great.
Alan, can I throw in there also that
yeah.
What we're going after now is a kind of a new stage with One Hope. So One Hope Wine, we donate 50% of profits to our partner charities. We have a Chardonnay towards breast cancer, Merlot towards AIDS, Cabernet towards autism, a Zinfandel towards the troops. With this organization, Snowball Express, they're amazing. So they're snowballexpress.org. Go and check them out. They'll make you cry when you look at their site. And then we have a Sauve Blanc towards the environment, and we've actually been working with American Forest to do reforestation projects where wildfires hit, which is kind of a timely thing right now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The next section of our company and what we've started to expand to is we're actually looking at One Hope as, you know, we're a cause brand, not just a wine brand. And that's different than cause marketing, because cause marketing is a temporary marketing campaign where a percentage of profits will go towards a cause. With a cause brand, we do it all year round. It's the cornerstone of our company. And so we're actually starting to partner up with large for-profit companies and teach them how to do cause branding, how it helps increase their sales, how it helps inspire their own employees, and so on and so forth. So I'll also, this will be the first place I kind of announce we're doing a partnership and launching it in the next couple weeks with WinTech Technology, which is one of the largest woman-owned companies in the nation. They make computer accessories and a lot of other pieces up in the Silicon Valley. And we're pairing them up with Dress for Success, and we're selling these flash drives and other items they have where they're using the One Hope brand. And I'll send those to you so you can kind of check it out. But it's really a cool step in our company is they're donating 50% of those profits to Dress for Success, which is a organization that puts suits on underprivileged women who can't afford them, and mentors them on how to interview and how to keep a job and so on and so forth. So that's really the next step of what we're doing with One Hope. We're another noteworthy one is that we're working on a water to go towards wells and clean water in third world countries right now.
You're doing amazing work, and it's very exciting. So what we're going to do is summarize and highlight a lot of the breaking news in a blog post and reference all the links and One Hope, onehopewine.com. Also, I think you should possibly do a show on Blog Talk Radio. It would be great, and you could bring on the charities, you can bring on some of these brands, and really talk about these different initiatives that you're working through.
I would love to. I think pulling on the executive director from each of these different great causes that we're working with, we have those main national causes, and then we work with hundreds of local causes as well. So I'm happy.
Yeah, no,
to
it would
that.
Be great, and you can talk to them. And Hillary is our features editor.
Yeah, then you can get story up and get a face to the name and stuff like that, and people's stories. I think it would be really powerful.
Yeah, I'd love to. And sorry if I ranted a little bit there. I tend to do that
We actually extended the show a few more minutes, so just to make sure that you got everything in that you wanted to get in. So once again, let's go over to some of the websites people could find your wine. It's onehopewines.com.
Yeah, onehopewine.com, hopewine.com will also go there. And a lot of the other versions that you would be typing in. But, yeah, One Hope Wine, and it's O-N-E, and then hope, like the word hope, and then wine.com.
And I know on Twitter, what's your Twitter handle for One Hope Wine?
It's just One Hope Wine, twitter.com/One Hope Wine.
Excellent. And how about Facebook? Are you you have a big presence on Facebook for One Hope Wine?
Yeah, pretty good presence. We've grown from a few hundred people to 3,000 people in the last couple weeks. Since we started, really doing anything online. So we have, 3,400 fans right now, and it's growing quite a bit every day, so that's good.
That is great. And how can people find that?
If they search, we put one with a space, hope, and then space, wine, and then if you put it without a space, that's our group. So if you put One Hope Wine into the search box, you'll be able to find it. Most people know how to do that nowadays, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So, Jake, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I have to commend you for your dedication, your passion, your effort, the time and the energy that you're bringing to charitable organizations, particularly with the LLS Society, which is something that, again, I'd like us to talk about. Perhaps doing something with them in a bigger way, maybe this fall, could be very interesting on Blog Talk and get lots of other people involved. So once again, thanks for joining me on the show.
Oh, yeah, and thank you on behalf of the whole One Hope family. We're so appreciative of all the people who have supported us at an early stage and continue to. We were selling out of the back of our cars at one point, and now we're going on to American Airlines and into Ralph's and Safeway and things like that, and it's because of people like you guys who have supported the brand at an early stage. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining
us.
And everybody, please join me on Monday night for my exclusive interview with Alan Mullally, the CEO of Ford. Hillary has informed me that she will not be at that meeting. She'll be in Spain.
You'll listen to the archive later.
Hillary, thanks for joining me today. And in the interview, it's an amazing guy, Jake, and he should be proud of his many accomplishments. And I think we're just starting to see the beginning of what he's going to be able to do and contribute to these great causes. Once again, thanks everyone for joining me, the Alan Levy Show. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll see you Monday night. Thanks.